Congressman Aarons, Mr. President.
Yeah.
There you are.
Hello.
Hello, Les.
Yes, Mr. President.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for your nice little comment at the meeting today.
Thank you.
Yeah, you sort of kicked the boys off good. That was good. You feel all right after your trip?
Yes, sir. Feel
good.
Fine.
Good. You've been...
Fine. Yeah, and I think things are better than a lot of them want the country to believe.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, the country usually turns around a little before the folks do, you know.
That's right.
I mean, usually before the congressmen, and particularly they sit here in Washington and they read these, you know, Washington papers and the rest, and you really think everything's going to hell in a hat.
Yeah.
But the country's pretty sound, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. It really is, yeah. And
right,
you're going in the right direction.
Well, actually, hell, you know, they all want to get the damn war over with,
sure.
But they're beginning to realize we're doing it. And you know what I think worries our Democratic friends?
Uh-huh.
They're afraid it might work.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, I thought your statement this morning of the real reasons why we can't come out of there and just walk home without getting some kind of a reasonable peace are so emphatic and so to the point that if the people would just understand this, like you say about the two great nations over there, hell, it's just wonderful if we could tell the people
that's right.
And they'd have a better understanding of it and what you're trying to do.
We'll try to get it across.
Well, we'll get it done.
Well, anyway, you keep the boys charged up.
Well, we're going to.
All right.
Stay right with them.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. President.